The Fozzy Podcast. What's on his mind this time? Games. Movies.
This summer, one man, one decision.
Music. Sports. It could be anything at all.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fuzz e-podcast. That was my little effect I've added onto the thing to make it sound like all fair.
It's good.
That's how you wear it, all fair. All fair is actually coming round to them. For people who don't know what we're on about, get down to all. In October, it's the only decent thing about Hull, to be honest, all fair. But I'm here with Jason again to do another episode of the Fozzy Podcast. Now, my apologies for not doing one for a while. We've been quite busy, and it's been quite difficult to try and get other guests on as well, which I promised you. So hopefully in the next few episodes or something, I will have different guests on. We are planning to do a sports podcast, hopefully this week, maybe tomorrow, Wednesday or Thursday, to talk about the Premier League and, the new season kicking off, which I'm really excited for. So that should be really, really good. At the minute, I'm eating, so my apologies if you hear me chomping down the mic. I didn't burn the house, and I didn't burn myself. Actually, I know I did burn myself, didn't I, Jason? You heard me scream.
Yeah, I think you did, yeah.
Oh, sick. But yeah, I'm here with Jason again, and today it's going to be another gaming talk. Now, I don't know if you know, Jason, but the Call of Duty multiplayer reveal just got shown.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah. My reaction was meh.
Yeah.
Not being funny, but, it's not like I've grown out of it, but I can't really be bothered with it anymore.
It's had its heyday, hasn't it, COD, really? I'm going more towards Battlefield. No, screw that. I'm going to Watermore's not playing FPSs online anymore. There's too much, I'll put this in your mum. Like, no, thanks, mate. You're all right.
Yeah, it's still the same. The thing what they've incorporated into this one is apparently this exoskeleton thing where you can, what was shown in the multiplayer trailer anyway, you can jump really high, like Titanfall type thing. I don't know, it just looks like a mix between Halo and Titanfall, and for a Call of Duty, for me personally, it doesn't attract me that. It really doesn't attract me, it doesn't appeal to me. I prefer Call of Duty when it was just solely based around guns, no advanced bollocks, none of this fucking space malarkey and space guns and things like that. Just keep it real, keep it real. That's what people, I know that's what people want, because when I read the comment section and when they post things on Facebook and the YouTube comments and things like that, that's all people talk about. Or why can't Call of Duty go back to the Modern Warfare days or the World War days or something like that? Make it real gritty. Make the graphics on the next system be so good. Make you there. You know what I mean? Because that's what World War did for me. It made me feel what was going on in the war. I mean, it's only a smudge of what it was actually like, but you still got to see what, some of the horrors were of war and things like that. On this, it's, what I think now is Call of Duty just panders to the kids.
Yeah.
Because that's their biggest selling point, the kids. You know what I mean? We used to play it when I was 16, 17, but now it's sort of decreased. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the next Call of Duty put the certificate down to something like PG or 12. I really wouldn't be surprised because there's so many kids what play it these days.
They'll still buy it, wouldn't they?
I'll tell you what, if another kid starts giving me jip online, I'm going to find my reliefs and fucking go and punch him. I don't care how old he is. I'll just drop kick the fucker. That's my edit. But me and Jason are here today to talk about our all-time favourite games. Now, we was going to do a film. I don't know if in the previous podcast I talked about this. I believe I did. But I did mention that we was going to do a review show type of podcast where I'd have Jason on the show and he'd talk about films and review films and, his three favourite films of all time or films, which you've seen just recently we wish to talk about. But this time we thought we'd change it for our first sort of review type show and talk about video games as that's obviously, as you know from our previous podcast, is our other big passion in life. Now, Jason, what was the idea, what you put across to me? What will we be doing today, my friend?
I thought it would be a good idea to tell the good people and the good listeners what our top three favourite games is, well, where, of the past generation. So PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3. None of this Xbox or Microsoft or PC or definitely not Nintendo rubbish.
Really, this made me just slaver all my food everywhere till I left. Oh, I'm a mess. I'm a mess, ladies and gentlemen, I am. It's going all over my floor. I hoovered this floor just the other fucking day. God's sake. Oh, mash all over the... No wonder this bedroom stinks. Right. So that idea I really took on board because there's so many games.
I know.
What we can talk
pick for
about.
A fair few.
And he put this on me quite, like, sudden. Because I'm still trying to think of, especially PS1 games, especially. Because there were so many. PS2 games might be a bit easier. PS3 games definitely will be easier. And we may even talk about our most hyped PlayStation 4 games as well, maybe. Jason's actually got some good news. Jason, what did you get remastered yesterday? Or today?
Today I got The Last of Us remastered.
Yes.
And for some reason I'm playing on FIFA 13 on Ultimate Team and not playing on The Last of Us.
Yeah, judge him, audience.
Yeah, judge me
judge
right
him
now.
For doing what he's doing. But real quickly, I just wanted, since we're actually talking about video games, because I did think we were going to talk about film, but if we're talking about video games, I'll just give my little review on Murdered Soul Suspect, if I could.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, I'm not going to stop, yeah.
Yeah, not that
so
good.
I'm going to stop, you fucking Balotelli's just scored, you prick.
We don't like Balotelli. Actually, no, he's alright, but... Murdered Soul Suspect, another game similar to Watch Dogs where I really expected a bit more.
Yeah.
The story was good, don't get me wrong. In games like that, you expect the story to be good because it's story-driven.
Yeah, I mean...
The gameplay was alright.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a review of it on Jinx TV. I don't know if you watch it.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it's one of the poorest television shows you could ever watch on games. It's so poorly put together, but they had a little review of it. I thought, that doesn't look too bad, Dad. And the second you said it's crap, I'm like, all right, if Liam thinks it's crap, I think, because you said every... I never played Heavy Rain either. That was another game that you said was absolutely brilliant, and I never got around to it.
Yeah, that was a great game. This one, it wasn't crap. It was good in some aspects, but I just wish there was more. I was waiting for more, and the bad thing was, is that because it was story-driven, and obviously it's about a murder, and you're solving your own murder and things like that, it's a good concept, and it really appealed to me, but... The characters in general want that good. I mean, they didn't really appeal to me. You know, I wasn't attracted to them sort of thing. I didn't want to learn more about them. It seemed as though they rushed their stories. I mean, you could find things dotted around Salem. And you can pick it up and it'll tell you more about the lead character's story and things like that. But it just sounded boring. I mean, he was a jailbird. He did some real bad things in the past. And he wanted to redeem himself, so he went into the police force to do good, and he got killed. It's like, oh, you know. But the gameplay was okay. I mean, you had to go around and, you know, the murder-solving aspect of it, and the solving the cases and the different crimes, that was cool. But the story especially I was looking forward to, I guessed what was going to happen about 3 missions before it actually came to the ending. And that's what really put me off it. I mean, the ending is quite obvious as to what's going to happen. The more you get into it. It's not one of these mysteries where you really don't know what's going to happen, you know, at the end. And it was such a shame because I thought there was going to be a twist. But as soon as you saw one particular scene near on the end, but not right at the end, you just knew what was going to happen. You knew what was, you know, what the precipice was of the whole thing. You knew sort of, you know, who did it and what really happened. And then when you find out about, you know, at the end, it's sort of like a big fuck you, basically, because it's like, you know, you've really, really invested a lot of time into what you think it's going to be, and then you have sort of like a quite simple ending and a simple explanation as to everything or what happened and things. It's like, oh, really? That's it? It's something that's like a 13-year-old, 12-year-old kid could put together, like the story. It's like, oh, come on, right. I expected a bit more, especially from Square Enix, I believe it's from. You expected a bit more. I mean, the Final Fantasy games, you know, that's always been beautifully written and beautifully told, and things like that, where stories, you know, are told. But fair play to him for stepping outside the box and making something else. But in my opinion, would I recommend it? I would if you haven't got any other games to play.
Yeah.
If you're really bored and you don't have any other games to play, then maybe get that. Like, I've got Sherlock Holmes at the minute because I ain't got no games to play.
Oh, yeah.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't get this. The Testament of Sherlock Holmes is probably the worst game I've ever played on the PlayStation 3. So bad. But yeah, so Jason's idea was to talk about childhood games and PS2 games, PS3 games of all time. So Jason, I'm going to start with you, my friend, since it was your idea.
Not
PlayStation fun. 1 games, your top three or your best three of all time. You don't have to do a top three if you don't want to, just the best, your favourite three of all time.
I'm still trying to pick a third one, but I know two for definite are Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah.
The very first, what was that?
It was like a little quiet cheese. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
That because it's one of my favourites as well, actually.
Yeah, Spyro the Dragon, the original. And Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah! God's sake! It's like, I bet the audience thinks when I give you mine that we've talked about this, I'm going to say the same. It's not. I think it's fairly obvious what the greatest games of all time were on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, it's Crash Bandicoot and Spyro. From what Naughty Dog have, you know, built now, I mean, say if we ever have children, and they go to us, God, the Naughty Dog, they sound like a badass company. I'm like, well, they used to make a platform game where you run around as a bandicoot in shorts and just squash the shit out of people. And they won't believe it. It's like nowadays, like, really? That's the same company that made The Last of Us? They made Uncharted. Like, seriously?
That game, Crash Bandicoot, will still be amazing about 50 years down the line. It will never, ever. I mean, like you said, if you ever get kids and you know you download it for like the PS6.
Oh, I do have my third one. I do have my third one.
Oh, say it.
My third one is, and this is,
I think I know what it is. Can I guess?
You can guess.
Oh, I don't think that was on PS1. No, I'm not guessing then.
Alright. Is Toy Story 2,
ooh,
the official video game.
Okay.
Quality game. Can chase RC around the parking lot, you can go after Woody, you get to smack Al.
I remember
it's,
that.
Oh, it's so good. So, I think I've still got it on my PS5.
Did you ever play Rugrats?
Oh, now that you've said that, I'm going to have to change it. It's going to have to be Rugrats.
Some of them missions give me nightmares, you know.
The one with the mirror.
Yeah, that one.
The one with the mirror and the one where you've got to find Angelica's doll in the sewers. That took
scary.
Forever. I know. When you got to play as Reptile at the end, though, that was quality.
You know what? I've played so many PlayStation 1 games. I literally can't remember some.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one of my favourite all-time games on the PlayStation. I'll tell you my favourite, you know, definitely Crash Bandicoot, I agree with you there. Spyro was one of my favourites, but I wouldn't put it in my three.
Okay.
Because I didn't play it a lot. I played it. But I'd say Driver is up there.
Oh, see, you said all these now, and they're all flooded back. Because I could say Dire Trilogy.
Ah, yeah. What is
Dire Trilogy?
God.
Dire Trilogy. You've got Alien Trilogy. Oh God, there's so many. You've got. I mean, I don't really like. There's not many good Star Wars games out there, but Star Wars Jedi Power Battles.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
Oh,
that
no.
was great.
Got it.
Oh, go on.
Ridge Racer.
Do
you remember?
Ridge Racer.
Oh, my God. I spent so much time on that. I think that was on PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Driver was up there. Rugrats, definitely.
Yes,
Rugrats. That was insane. Oh, I had so many. I had some football games as well, which I can't remember.
Pretty good. FIFA 99.
Oh, FIFA 98 and 99.
99. Oh, some of the best.
That is it. Yeah, you just reminded me. FIFA 98. I've got loads of mash in my mouth. FIFA 98. Oh, my God. I used to go around. Oh, I've got so many good memories. You just reminded me so many good things. We used to go around to one of my friend's house who used to live just literally about 5 yards away from me. Was to get me, him, maybe a couple of his brothers, and just have a massive FIFA 98 and FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA.
Did you ever play Euro 2000?
I don't think so, no.
Euro 2000 was one of my favourites because it had the little indicator on the bottom, and when you passed, it was either green, yellow, or red.
Alright.
Depending on the thing, it was. I fucking love that game.
So many memories about FIFA, though.
Yeah.
FIFA 98, 99. You know what? I really want to open the internet and have a look, but I can't because it'll probably fuck up my laptop because it's such a shit laptop.
Croc? Play Croc?
Got another one for you, Jason.
Oh, go on.
Abe's Odyssey.
Abe's Odyssey, where there's an actual button that you could use, the only sole button in video gaming where you could use it to fart.
That. Oh, no! Oh, got it! I got it! Got it! Got it!
Are you sure?
Got it. Definitely, definitely, definitely one of my favourite ever all-time games, Rayman.
Rayman 2 was alright. I'm not really a big Rayman fan.
I'm not anymore. But definitely...
God, no, God knows what they've done to him now. Bloody hell.
So many PlayStation 1 games. I mean, I bet whoever's listening to us and are passionate about video games, I bet they're probably shouting, saying, no, you're forgetting this, you're forgetting that, but...
Or they're going, what's a PS1?
Yeah. If you're saying that, then fucking stop listening. Press the stop button right now and get away. You know what I mean?
The Crash Bandicoots are the best sequels. Crash Bandicoot 3, I think... takes over the first Crash Bandicoot, and then you have Crash Team Racing.
That was one of my favourites as well, definitely. Yeah. It's Crash Team Racing where you used to get, battled in little arenas and things like that.
Kind of, it was more or less Mario Kart, but
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, that was one of my favourite games as well.
Fucking Mario Kart.
No, not fucking Mario Kart.
I was going to say, Crash Team Racing,
definitely. Yeah. Reminded me of that as well. There's so much games...
G-Police?
I didn't, yeah. But now you say a police game, there was one called...
True.
Urban Chaos, I believe it was called. I can't remember what it was called.
I'm sure that was PlayStation 2.
It was. There was one on PlayStation 2, and there was another one. It might not be called that, but it was somewhere along the lines of that was PS2. You was basically a police, like... Evan Chaos, but it was, power graphics and things like that, but it was so good. I spent so many hours on that.
Grand Theft Auto 2?
Yeah. Old Grand Theft Auto 2, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, there's so many PS1 games, but like, we could go on all night about thinking about them, but
yeah.
we don't want to, sorry, and again, we really don't want to go over the time, but when you do a podcast, if you ever do a podcast ever, or if you've ever done one, you'll probably know. You just go on and on and on.
You're buggered. You're
especially when you're talking about something you love. But I want to go on to PS2 games, Jason. This is very difficult for me.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot longer than the PS1 thing. I think this is going to where we spend our... Because we grew up with this. This was secondary school console.
PlayStation 2 is why I became a recluse.
Yeah. This is why I had AIDS. Secondary school console. It's your teenage console. I mean, this is when the Xbox came out, wasn't it? It was all, let's get an Xbox for Halo, and I'm like, fuck off. Right, I'm going to ask you first, so what's your top... I'll ask top three, but I know we'll spin off into God knows what.
Oh, God. Can't really...
I can tell you one of yours. It's either Silent Hill 3 or Silent Hill 4. Was it the door
Silent
that you
Hill,
liked?
The Room.
The Room, that's it, yeah. Okay.
Good job reminding me because I probably would have forgot that. It's not like I don't know much about games, it's just I've got such a forgetful memory. My memory is terrible. So if I keep forgetting which games I went on and things like that, I'm sorry, but honestly, my memory... I mean, I'll probably forget which good games came out for the PlayStation 3. Got such a shit memory, but I couldn't give you a top three, but I'll tell you just some of them, what I can remember. Manhunt.
Never played it.
Really? Oh. Speed Underground.
Yes.
Silent Hill for definite. Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes. I think that's on everyone's Shadow of the Colossus.
Even though it wasn't that good, many people didn't like it. I used to love the Getaway games. Remember the Getaway?
Yeah, that was one of the first ones, wasn't it? You had, did you ever have Stuntman?
Stuntman, bloody hell.
Stuntman was great. Final Fantasy X was my favourite game, I think, on a PS2.
Let me tell you, that got, I think that won a lot of awards, but that's such good acclaim still, Final Fantasy X. It's a game where, if you asked anybody, what their favourite PS2 game is, you can guarantee that Final Fantasy, if they've played it, is definitely going to be there.
And X-2 was just as good, but I mean...
Was it just as good? I mean, people said it wasn't that good.
I liked it. I couldn't give a shit about anyone else.
What's happened to the Final Fantasy series? I mean, they've revamped it and they've changed it quite a lot.
It's gone. But number 10 was just... The story was there. The the graphics were there, the gameplay was there. It was just brilliant. It was long as well. That's not the only fact. Well, it's the only Final Fantasy I bothered picking up.
Yeah, how long was it? Hours wise, I mean,
I think I took about 15 hours.
Really?
I did use a cheat code to get past it, but
that's unheard of these days. You know, apparently The Last of Us is about 15 hours of gameplay. You know. Oh,
is it?
Yeah. Here we go. I've got some for you.
I can just say before we go on, did you ever use because these you don't see anywhere anymore. Bloody like cheat discs or like cheat memory cards.
Discs, bloody hell!
Where you used to get them in PlayStation magazines.
Yeah, you can even sometimes rent them, you know, from fucking from Blockbuster.
I know Blockbuster. Fucking hell, that's a
Blockbuster, ladies and gentlemen. That's a fucking little bit of reminiscent for you. Blockbuster. I bet probably people won't know what we're on about if they're young. Blockbuster, what was that? Like Netflix? Well, basically.
But you're about
to actually go out your house. Mate, honestly, like Blockbuster for games used to be a pinnacle of my childhood. Every Friday, sort of, I used to ask my mum, oh, fucking hell, we're forgetting Jason, what am I talking about anyway? What are we doing? San Andreas.
Oh my god. We shouldn't be allowed to do this podcast now.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that we forgot that.
We do apologise.
Vice City as well.
San Andreas. I mean, I never found Bigfoot. Thanks, Rockstar. Bastards. No, he wasn't in it, no. Did they do a little Easter egg in Red Dead Redemption? And it said 6 years in the making.
I'm on a list here, Jason, about all the top-selling games of all time on PS2.
Oh, go on.
Guess what's at the top? I can imagine. Well, you can actually put that because you can edit Wikipedia, so I might actually. San Andreas is at the top. It sold 17.33 million copies.
Bloody hell.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Then comes Gran Turismo.
The best car game, which, if we're talking about PlayStation 2, I should have said it was Burnout 3 Takedown.
I know you used to look.
Burnout.
Wasn't that on PlayStation 3 as well?
Burnout Paradise is still one of the best car games ever made. That and between that and the PS2 ones were Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Well, Grand Theft Auto 3 is up there as well. I just want to reel some off. I mean, because my memory's bad, so I've just had to revamp my memory, so to speak, and just have a look at some of the games, and I'll tell you if I've played them or not while I go on the list, and I'll say it to Jason. Metal Gear Solid 2, did you play?
Once. I don't like Metal Gear Solid.
That was really a favourite. Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. Wanted to play it, but I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either. God of War is up there. Now, God of War...
I didn't say God of War per se now, but just because you can get the collection of it on PS3. It's so much better on PS3.
God of War will probably come into my PS3 category, is what shall come up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's such a good fucking game. Do you ever play Jak and Daxter?
No, but Ratchet and Clank.
It
was either Jak and Daxter or Ratchet and Clank, that's the way it was.
Well, I'm just trying to think. It was on PlayStation 2, I think. This game I'm about now, can you just tell me if Call of Duty World at War was on PlayStation 2?
Yes, it was, briefly.
Yeah,
it was. Very briefly.
Right, okay, then that's not on then. That'll be on number...
Well, we're forgetting that. What are we doing? Another one that we're forgetting? Bloody Medal of Honor, Frontline and Rising Sun.
Christ on earth.
The opening for them two is just, yes.
I'll tell you, actually, another one on PlayStation 2. Now, this... Before FIFA, I used to play a lot of Pro Evolution. Ooh, and Pro Evolution 3, probably one of the best football games I ever played on PlayStation 2. Pro Evolution 4 and 5 as well. And then, obviously, when FIFA started getting a bit better. I mean, because FIFA really tailed off. From FIFA 98 and 99...
Oh, that was it for a
that
good
was
few
it for a good few years, wasn't it? Until maybe FIFA 2006, and then after that...
06 was quality.
06, 07, and, you know, beyond.
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ! The Simpsons Hit and Run! Oh my God, so many hours! Oh,
I know!
Another one, Lord of the Rings! The Two Towers and the Return of the King, did you ever play them?
Yeah, they were solid.
You know what, really quickly, actually, I can't wait till Shadow of Mordor comes out, you know.
Yeah, that looks... It's a good little take on something, isn't it?
Can't wait till that comes out.
It's really different.
But yeah, I mean, you know what, I don't even know how many... how long we've been doing this. We're probably up to about 45 minutes already, but I don't care. When we're talking about games, I could just talk, and I'm going to do that. Because this is... Oh, Tony Hawk's Underground! Another fantastic game! Wow.
So we've missed the original, actually, off
PlayStation 1.
Off PlayStation 1, yeah, because you had the... Did you wear the... Because they re-released it, didn't they, on PS3? Like HD remix? You got such bad reviews.
I've missing so many! What I'm reading here, Max Payne!
And
another one, True Crime Streets of LA.
Yeah, True Crime Crap.
Oh, Onimusha! Jesus Christ! No. Alright, I've got it. Onimusha is definitely up there with my top three, hands down.
Onimusha.
Oh my god, such a Tekken. Good game.
We're forgetting Tekken.
Wow. Just read Tekken then. Oh, Midnight Club. That's another good racing game. I used to play that many times with friends. It's such a good game. We used to play Tag and Hide and Seek on Midnight Club. It sounds really pathetic now. And if people are listening who didn't play Midnight Club, no, there wasn't a game mode called Tag and Hide and Seek. We just basically, because you couldn't see your friend on the map. So if you was playing, you know, it was back in the old days of split screen and trying, you know, not to look at your player's screen.
Which I will say, talk about Midnight Club. When you get your PS4, when it comes out, we both need to get the crew.
The crew, yeah, just really quickly, yeah, what a game.
Yeah.
I've never really been into many car games. Like, Need for Speed Underground was probably my best. You know, I used to play Ridge Racer and things, but if they don't really have any good concept about it, if it's just racing, then I kind of get bored. But with the crew,
yeah.
You know, you can get a massive crew together, hence the name, but you can travel all across America, and apparently in real time, it takes about an hour to travel across the whole map.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know what I mean? And it's so good.
But anyway, PS2.
Dynasty Warriors, did you ever play that?
No, but I know you're a big fan of it.
Yeah, massive. Did you ever play The Matrixes?
Yeah, but...
Brilliant game.
Enter the Matrix was good, but when Path of Neo came out...
Yeah, did you ever play any wrestling games?
You see, now that throws me back to... I didn't play a lot on PS2, but on PS1, SmackDown vs. Raw 99 with The Rock.
Wow, yeah.
Oh,
actually, we're missing something, and I didn't actually know this was PlayStation 2. I thought it was PlayStation 3, so bugger me. Bully.
Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it, no. Because I never played it.
No, really?
Nah, I didn't want to play it, nah. It didn't appeal to me.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, no, that was on PlayStation. Was it on PlayStation? No, I think it was on... Can you tell me if Hitman Blood Money was on PlayStation 2?
Yes, it was.
Well, that's one of my favourite games ever. That you and like Onimusha, definitely up there. Hitman's one of the best games of all time.
Do you know they're doing another film of Hitman?
Yeah, they are, and I don't know who's playing the lead actor. I've never seen him in my life. I thought they was going to get Timothy Oliphant again, but they're not. Getting someone else. So, the first movie apparently sucked. I ain't watched it. They don't need it to make it into a film. Stop fucking rehashing games.
So, I did like, in one of... I think it was Blood Money, was where you could go into the... Actually, it might have been Hitman 2, where he was in the hotel, and there was ghosts in the hotel.
Yeah. That was Hitman. That was Hitman 2.
That was great. Good little Easter egg.
Did you ever play Crazy Taxi?
Oh, yeah, it's Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, here we go. Burnout 3 takedowns on here.
Yep.
A bit of Soul Calibur.
Yeah, like Soul Calibur 2, other than that.
Yeah, no, we're getting down to sort of like the Splinter Cells on there as well. I used to play a bit of Splinter Cell. Not a lot, so I wouldn't say it was my favourite game.
No.
But yeah, that's all. Sly Cooper. I played a bit of Sly Cooper. That was quite cool. But yeah, definitely Onimusha. Hitman's definitely up there as well. Need for Speed Underground has to be up there. With you, I can guess that maybe Shadow of Colossus maybe as well.
Yeah.
I know you spent a lot on that.
Yeah, Final Fantasy X. Childhood,
ladies. You know, I wish I just... you need games, you know, to just... They really leave a permanent mark in your memory of, you know, of if you ever play good games. It just leave that permanent mark of how good they are in your memory. And, you, and
it's it reminds you of the time, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it takes you to a happier place. I mean, if you're about 15, 14 listening to this, as you get older, I'm sorry, but your life's going to go to shit. It's going to get shit.
You know them bright lights that they talk about?
that's exactly what it is. But, you know, it's... Enjoy it while you can, and I mean, a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy when it comes to games, and I mean, you're not being a social recluse if you stay on games. Games teach you something, games stay with you forever, and I mean, if you're this age, I mean, I wish I could go to when I was about 12 years old, and especially on nights like this where I could, I used to have loads of games. I mean, now, how many games have I got now? I've only got about two or three, right?
I used to have the one you could get them DVD racks. I had like 50 PlayStation 2 games in that rack. I've got like 4 games now. Wow. It's just I ain't got the time to play them at all. Fucking work.
I know, when you just think, like you said, Jay, it just creates these memories for you. You know, what you're never ever going to forget.
Right, are we done with PS2?
Yeah, let's get on PlayStation 3 quite quick, and then we'll go on PlayStation 4.
So let's just say, apart from PlayStation 4, because it hasn't really picked up the pace yet in terms of games, PlayStation 3, best console ever made. Hands down.
I'd say so.
It's some of the games on there. You've got God of War, you've got Burnout Paradise, God of the Summit. First and foremost, let's just mention, because you know it's one of my favourite, well, trilogies. I'll call it a trilogy, but I'm not classing Arkham Origins as part of the trilogy, but Batman, Arkham City, on PlayStation 3.
Don't do this to me. Oh, it's making me want to play it.
Quality game. Absolutely.
How many hours did you play on that? Because I used to just spend...
I clocked in 31 hours, but I got all the Riddler trophies. Trophies? Just got everything on it, but I mean... I did it for myself, I did it for my girlfriend at the time, and I did it for my brother. So I did it 3 times over, and then by the end of the third time, I was just like, yep, the Riddler trophy's there.
So many good games.
So many good games.
PlayStation 3, gosh. I mean. You know, I mean, I'm just going to read off some now, but really quick, I'd say definitely, obviously, that The Last of Us is up there for me, and maybe it will be for you as well, Jay. But you're playing it on PlayStation 4, so... The Call of Duties, you know.
Oh, that was their ideas.
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, and Call of Duty World at War. World at War is definitely up there. I think I clocked about 31 days multiplayer game time on World at War. I used to come home from school and go on it for about until about 10 o'clock at night. Then I used to, 9 o'clock at night, I used to go and visit my grandma for a bit, come back about 10 o'clock or something, used to go on it till about 12, 1 o'clock and then go to sleep and then relive it all over again in the next day.
you was on that game a lot. Every time I looked on your PlayStation feed, it was just like,
Modern Warfare 2 as well, so good, and then let's not talk about
I liked Modern Warfare 3 better than Modern Warfare 2.
But it didn't stay in that memory sort of thing. It didn't resonate, you know what I mean? The Last of Us is a game that resonates with you and goes deep. And you're never going to forget it. I mean, we're talking about games that we're never, ever going to forget. Hence Crash Bandicoot, because it was so good. God of War Trilogy. They just get better and better and better. God of War Ascension...
I haven't played that yet.
It was also good, but the best one was definitely God of War. God of War 3, I'd say. God of War was 2, but God of War 2, there's so many hard things as well on that. Oh, did you ever play God of War 2?
Oh yeah, I've played the original trilogy.
Well, the bit where you had to climb up the sort of like a cliff and there's things falling down on top of you. Yeah. Oh my god, one of the hardest things I've ever fucking done in my life. Nearly snapped the fucking pad.
The bosses.
Oh, the bosses are hard. I mean, the bosses are so good. It's such a good game. I just don't know if they're ever going to continue that. You know, I think that's the end of that now, of God of War. It's a shame, but I really think that's the end of it. I hope it is, because it's one of my favourite ever games. And thank you to Jamie as well, one of my friends who actually got me into it, because I didn't really play it much on the PlayStation 2 and things like that. So I'm so glad. That, I mean, because like you said before, Jay, it got brought to PlayStation 3, the trilogy, didn't it, what you can play. Remastered sort of thing. So yeah, and can we say as well, just while we're on the subject of fantastic PlayStation 3 games, the Uncharted series.
Yeah, you can't go without mentioning it, really, can you?
Naughty Dog never, ever failed to disappoint.
And don't jinx it, for God's sake.
You know, I'm not even bothered. I'm not even worried about jinxing it. I mean, usually I would, because I am I'm a big skeptic when it comes to fucking talking real good about games that end up being shit, like we've seen with many games in the past. Watch Dogs. But, yeah, Uncharted and Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3 and Uncharted... I mean, Uncharted 3? I mean, the graphics and things like that, I mean, wow. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, what's good? What's good?
Grand Theft Auto...
San Andreas.
Grand Theft Auto 5 or 4. Well, the one with Nico.
Don't say 4.
The one with Nico Bellic was not that good.
Shit.
The new one, I really liked. Is it my favourite. Up there, my favourite PlayStation 3 game?
Is it? No, it's a good game. It's a good game, but it's not good to be a good
Heavy
game.
Heavy Rain's definitely up there for me. Which one? Yeah, honestly.
I could tell you now, actually, if I go through my trophies, which I've got a shitload of.
Bloody hell.
I've got about 70 games on. I'll go through a couple for it.
That's
actually,
a good
I'll go
thing,
through.
Actually. I've got the PlayStation on at the minute. I'll see if I can get my choice.
Right, you were like that. World at War, obviously. Mercenaries 2.
Yeah, loved it. One of my favourites. That was my first ever online game I went on.
Yeah. Right.
Fucking hell, I'm missing one, Jason. I'll tell you after a minute.
Do you want me to tell
I'm
you
missing
one?
Quite a lot, yeah. We're missing. I'm just looking
at right, my ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Is anyone ready for this?
I think I know
this?
What you're going to say.
Bioshock?
Yes! Fucking hell! Oh, we're missing Bioshock, one of the best ever. Hands down, the best, one of the best games ever made. That's definitely up there in my top three.
Yeah.
I'll put that in the top
three. We're also missing another big one. Assassin's Creed.
Oh, fucking hell, what am I doing? It's not amazing.
Assassin's Creed, The Lord of the Rings Conquest, you've got God of War.
Yeah.
Split Second was a good little game. Bulletstorm again, good little game. Resistance.
That's what I was just about to say. Resistance, Fallen Man. Oh, but probably the first game I ever got when the PlayStation 3 came out, because I think Resistance came with the PlayStation 3, I believe, in most cases.
It did, yeah. I think more of them. Just Cause 2, I know you didn't play it.
I didn't really play it that much, to be honest.
Hands down, Just Cause 2 is one of the best open world experiences I have ever played. And then I'm going to drop two A-bombs
on
you.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're going to
talk about. All right. Two of them, right. The first one's Skyrim.
It's not meh. I've got the music in my head. I literally lived in Skyrim for a bit. I used to dream of Skyrim when I used to go to play. That's how much I used to play it.
The big one, which I know you'll just cherish, is the monster that is Fallout 3.
Are you looking at my trophies right now? I'm literally on Fallout now. I just looked at it. Yeah, fuck.
Mate, Far Cry 3.
Yeah, great game.
Far Cry 3.
Would it be my top three? No. But it is a brilliant game. I'd say, at the minute, Fallout and Bioshock... The three, at the minute, if you reel off any more, then these might replace it. But The Last of Us, probably the best ever game I've played on ever. Fallout 3 and Bioshock, they're my three at the minute.
Yeah. What else have I got on it? Infamous, did you play Infamous?
I didn't really like it, didn't look like it.
It's alright. Battlefield.
Which Battlefield?
2, Bad Company.
Yeah, I love the Bad Company one. Bad Companies was amazing, but I didn't like... And they got all serious. I preferred it when it was comedy, because it was good when it was all comedy.
Oh my god. Well, I'm on it now. I think the best sports game in the last generation was FIFA 13.
Yeah, the FIFAs have been alright. Not the best.
Yeah, no. I'm sure I've just gone past one. What a bloody liar. Got Ratchet and Clank on there. Uncharted, we've talked about.
Oh, bloody hell, I'm missing actually quite a big one there, actually.
Go on, drop
it. The Mass Effects. Fucking hell, man. I don't know if you've ever played them or not. I mean, it's hard. It's hard for me. It's difficult because the Mass Effects resonated a lot.
I class Mass Effect as a Microsoft franchise because that's where it originated. So I will never play on it. I will not play on Mass Effect.
Mass Effects, I mean, the world that they created... I think it was BioWare, innit, Mass Effect. I can't remember. You wouldn't think that we're passionate about games. We are. Don't let it fool you. It's just that we just forget about
what... We care about the game. We don't care about the company.
Yeah, I think it's BioWare. I mean, Mass Effect... No, they won't sneak into my top three. They could be the fourth best game I've ever played on. Sleeping Dogs is up there as well. That was a good game.
Yeah, don't worry, we haven't got many now, actually. The Lego games... Tell you what, the first time I played a Lego game, Lego Star Wars was quite good, but now, I mean, there was Lego Batman 2. No, that's PS... Yeah, that is PS3, isn't it?
Yeah, the Lego Batman's PlayStation 3, yeah.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, because I saw some pictures of some videos and that, what you posted on Facebook from the PlayStation sometimes.
Oh, Marvel Superheroes, yeah. Just the graphics.
I'm actually forgetting a few of you, actually, while I'm looking at my trophies. I really like Dishonored. I don't know if you played that. That was a great...
No,
I didn't great little that. Game. The rebooted Tomb Raider was okay.
Yeah. See, that's been remastered on PlayStation 4 as well, so... It's only £30 as well, because I know my girlfriend really wants to play it. But again, I've never really been into the Tomb Raider a lot, really.
I'd have to say that Telltale's The Walking Dead is definitely in the top five I've ever played. I mean,
I haven't played it. I don't like the idea of it.
I mean, I didn't like the look of it when I first ever saw it, I'll admit. When I first ever saw what it was all about, I was like... I used to watch the show and I was thinking, I don't like the artwork. I wasn't really familiar with it. I didn't play it much, but wow. I mean, what an experience it is. I mean, it made me cry like a bitch at the end. There's five episodes in every season. We're on to season two now. Episode 4 is out, I believe, but I haven't played it yet because I can't afford £3.99. But, yeah, honestly, that's up there. I played Metro. That was okay. I'd have to say that Beyond Two Souls is up there as well. That was a great game. I don't know if you played Beyond Two Souls. That was okay.
Yeah. You play all the quirky ones, don't you, no one else will play.
Yeah, I just love story-driven games. I mean, I played Splinter Cell because I like the look of it, and that didn't really deliver, to be honest. Valiant Hearts is definitely up there. But, yeah. Definitely, definitely, definitely Bioshock, The Last of Us, and Fallout 3, without a doubt.
Okay.
But you haven't told me yours yet.
What? Right. What are we on? Are we on PlayStation 3? Hold on, let me go back into my trophies.
Oh, Mirror's Edge was okay.
Ted.
The new one's coming out for PlayStation 4, which looks really beautiful, actually, let me just say, but... Will it be good?
Definitely Pen Out Paradise, Batman Arkham City, and do you know what? If I can find another one that might creep into it, I don't think it. Oh, it's between Just Cause 2, Fallout 3, and I know you didn't want to put it on there, but Far Cry 3. Was the last game I completed in Hull.
That's got a little special memory with me.
I was so close to getting a platinum on that. I've only got four more trophies to go now. I've got a platinum.
You know what? I've only ever got one platinum, and that was on... Let me just have a look.
Modern Warfare 2.
How did you know? Yeah, it's on Modern Warfare 2, yeah.
Because that's the only one you've got.
Yeah, that's the only one I've got, yeah. Is that all you've got and all available trophies? Oh, fucking hell. That was quite easy, to be honest. The ones I got quite close to is quite shitty, quite easy games. What you can get, I mean, you'd have probably done it all straight away. Like Assassin's Creed Black Flag, I got a few.
I'll tell you what I got. I've got a platinum on Lego Batman 2, platinum on Burnout Paradise, which has 98 trophies altogether.
Wow,
got a platinum on Batman Arkham Asylum.
Do you actually look at the trophies and do them, or do you just go as it?
I complete the game, then I'll go back through it and look at the trophies and see if I can be asked to do them, basically. God, where's my last one? I've got four. I'm sure I've got four. Oh, World at War.
Yeah,
I got a platinum World at War.
Yeah, that was hard. Yeah. I couldn't do that. I'll tell you how many I got for World at War, actually, if I can just have a look at it.
Yeah, because I came over, didn't I? I can remember coming over to yours and doing that bloody
that
last
level
on that red.
Oh, fucking Jesus
Christ. Oh, man.
How hard was
I
that?
I took a long. Yeah, because you had to wait for the guy to get to the flag. It's just ridiculous.
Here we go. I got... Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking hell. This PlayStation I've got is a new PlayStation. I've had this PlayStation about a year because I've had... unfortunately for me, the PlayStation has actually also delivered, as well as good memories, it's also delivered bad memories. This is my third PlayStation, because the other two got red, yellow lines. The yellow light of... So World at War is at 0%, because I didn't play it after I got the new PlayStation. But I believe I was on, like, 80%. I just didn't do the final level on
No, I know you've still got the... You'll still have the trophies on your account, because you've still got the same account.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think we're forgetting we're on a podcast.
Yeah. This is what the Fuzzy Podcast is all about, talking about our passions and you know, and like I said, if it goes over the time, if it goes to about an hour all the time, then so be it. At least you're getting...
You're getting your money's worth. You're currently sat on this train journey right now, and you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to listen to Fozzy Podcast for the next hour. Because I know they're going to be an hour, and it's just going to go quick.
I mean, I don't like listening to podcasts when they're only about 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Especially when you want to listen to more.
But hopefully in the near future, we'll be doing more of this, but hopefully the next sort of show like this, a review show of our favourite games or something, will be about films. Our favourite films of all time.
So we've done PlayStation 3. PlayStation 3 has been sorted. Right, let's get on to...
Really quickly, we'll talk about what we're hyped up about the PlayStation 4.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, I mean, I'll tell you my favourite game on PlayStation 4 at the moment is, don't you dare put that in the back of the net, what games have I played? It'd be Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Black Flag.
Hands down. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, I see you playing a lot of that. I don't blame you, because it was a fantastic one. I'm glad anyway, because Assassin's Creed 3, I believe it was.
Such a letdown.
Yeah, the one with Connor.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what I did do? Because you was hyped over Unity, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I did a bit of research on it, and to be honest, it does look really good.
It does. I mean, if you've seen the gameplay, what they've showed of it.
I'm
telling you what, I guarantee that The Last of Us will be up there with your all-time games when you complete it. Definitely, hands down. If it's not, then I load my hands
up. Building up so much.
Honestly, it's
better be worth it.
Honestly, it is. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. But the games I'm looking forward to, there's a lot. We've mentioned The Crew, which I'm not looking forward to as much, but I am looking forward to playing it. Destiny, I'm looking forward to playing. Jason, I found out that is a 10-year life. That is a 10-year plan. A life plan, what am I talking about? That is a 10-year plan, you know.
Yeah, by Bungie, yeah.
That is crazy, absolutely crazy. I mean, when we talked about this last time, you'll have to correct me, but I don't know if it's the most expensive game ever made, but I'll have to look into that. But, Destiny is definitely up there. The Order looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, The Order.
The graphics are really, really appealing to me at the minute, because sometimes you see the first of a gameplay, like you saw with Watch Dogs, which looked just like, wow, this blew everyone away. And then the next type gameplay you saw, you could tell that the graphics had been watered down. With The Order, they've showed about three gameplay footage now. They might even show, because it's Gamescom going, we might actually do another podcast about Gamescom, because Gamescom's actually being held at the minute, I believe, in Germany. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could talk about Gamescom as well, as we did like a Comic-Con one. But The Order, I hope they show some more footage of the Order, because I think they've revealed about 2 or 3 gameplay footage and trailers of The Order, and every single time the graphics have just looked beautiful. I mean, the frame rate, the story is going to be immense. It's going to be really dark, and the story is going to be well told and well written, and because you can just tell straight away. I mean, it just looks beautiful. I mean, that's a game I'm really looking forward to.
Uncharted 4.
Wow.
Oof, that's a big
one. Did you play Little Big Planet?
Yeah, it was
Number 4's coming out, innit, I believe. Little Big Planet 3 is coming out, which a lot of people are excited for. I think the one I'm hyped up most about, without a shadow of a doubt, even probably more than Uncharted, is The Division.
Yeah, well, especially if you get a PS4. I mean,
But it's only for PS4, I believe.
That's what I meant. If you get a PS4,
that's sorted. Jesus Christ, it's been so long now since it's been a while since it came out, and I still ain't got one. It's like, money.
Give it to me.
But The Division is, at the minute, it's everything that I've been wanting from a game for a long time. On PC, There's a game called DayZ, I believe it was called. And that looks absolutely shocking. I've always wanted an open-world survival game where you can meet other players, or you can either meet up with other players and do certain like missions and the things, or you can be a lone wanderer and walk around sort of like the apocalypse, this like sort of like a post-apocalyptic world, which is basically what The Division is. It's apparently it's a virus what spread after on Black Friday. A lot of people have been killed off or moved out of the city. New York's gone to shit, which it always does in disaster films. And basically, it just looks beautiful. If you haven't seen gameplay of The Division, go and have a look at it. I mean, at the minute, the concept of it just looks incredible. I mean, it looks absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm going to probably, if it's hyped up and build, and you know, and that's when the final piece of it comes together and you actually see sort of like the final gameplay footage before it comes out. If it is and does look as good as it has done with the trailers in the past previously and the gameplay footage, then it's going to be a game which I'm just going to spend so many hours on because it is my type of game. Really is. Like I said, it's a post-apocalyptic world. You can either do missions by yourself, be this lone wanderer, scavenge, just, you know, and the graphics on it, I mean, wow.
Yeah. Have you seen a thing called Dying Light?
Yeah, I don't know. I might give that a shot, but I don't know.
I think that looks really good.
It looks interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think there's one game coming out, I think, called Sunset Overdrive.
I thought that wasn't that an Xbox exclusive, or is that just
going to
be stupid?
I'll have to find out, but if it is, that's going to suck, because I think that'll be one of your type of games, you know, because it really looks like one of your type of games. I mean, it looks really, really fun, and I mean, it looks good. I think I'm missing another PlayStation 4 game, next-gen console game.
It feels like it.
What was he talking about? Oh, yes, like we said, Assassin's Creed Unity is going to be incredible. I know it is for a fact. I mean, the graphics just look incredible. And it's French Revolution, which is always a thing to
Learn. Yeah, Les Miserables. You know what I mean? So,
I don't know. I think that'll probably be it, though, PlayStation 4, because I don't want to get hyped too much, because I don't want to get let down. There's so many games in the past what I've been, you know, I've put my hopes up and expectations on, and let me down, so I don't want to do it for most. But yeah, it's looking exciting. The PlayStation 4 and next gen is looking exciting, and I'm really looking forward to when I get one, because like I say, me and you can do multiplayer on Destiny, and it's gonna bring a whole new experience to how we
I mean, just to the viewers, the podcasts may become televised.
Oh wow, yeah,
With us, we'll talk about games and that while we're playing games.
If we could learn how to do that, we'd definitely do that. Definitely.
I know how to do it, I just can't afford the bloody machine to do it with.
That's a great idea, that, actually. Because obviously with the next gen, you can do all sorts, can't you? You can do your own Twitch things, and you can record on there and do your own live streams. It's so good. I mean, I still can't believe you haven't got one, but I will be getting one soon. But hopefully in the upcoming future, this week, fingers crossed, we will be coming to you again with another podcast. This time, talking about sport, the podcast which we've been talking about for a while. Still haven't got around to that, so my apologies for the delay. However, we will be coming to you with another person, fingers crossed, a kid named Tom. He's a really nice guy. We're going to talk about, I did some podcasts in the past with him. So we're going to be talking about more about football in general, about the new Barclays Premier League season. And going team by team and, you know, giving our expectations of what we expect. Because, you know, it's the new season on Saturday. Can't wait. I'm really excited about that. But, you know, today's, again, another brilliant podcast with Jason. Jason will be joining me again, hopefully, for the sport podcast. In the future, I'm hoping, like I said at the start of this, I'm hoping to get more people on it to talk about different topics. I mean, I don't really just want to stick to films, sports and games, because soon it will become a bit tedious and you will become a time where we won't have much to talk about, so we'll have to wait like 2 months so we have, you know, at least we have enough material to talk about. So I am trying to organise having guests on, because in the description of the Fossey podcast, it's anything from games to films to music to anything like that, or anything that's, you know, anything what's taking the world by storm. So I am going to try and arrange some interviews with some people, and have some other guests on the show. Hopefully we could get War Machine again on the show. I really enjoyed talking to him on the last podcast.
That was fun.
Really
good
podcast. I really enjoyed that, talking about films. We could get him back on the show maybe in the next upcoming weeks, maybe to do the review one, Jason, maybe.
Obviously,
Guardians of the Galaxy, he's probably gone and seen it already. I'll probably go and see it soon. I'll also probably go and see Hercules or something, or Planet of the Apes as well, so we could talk about that maybe. Because there's a lot of good films coming out as well, isn't there? So we could maybe do that. But yeah, I believe that's it, unless you want to pipe in with anything else that you're looking forward to, Jay, or...
Yeah, I'm looking forward to winning this game.
Stay tuned as well to Jason's Twitter account.
If anybody knows, my Facebook, my Twitter account has been hacked. So I've had to create a new one, which has really pissed me off because I had a shitload of followers on there and I'm not going to get them back. So whoever hacked my account, if you're listening, suck my dick, all right?
Yeah, it was really strange. I mean, the hack was one of them hacks where we're sending you direct messages saying something like, this girl wants to talk to you, add her on Kick for sexy messages. I was like, Jason, are you drunk? And I thought to myself, no, that can't be him. The first time you actually did it, it looked like it was believable, and I thought it was something to do with the podcast, because the first message you ever sent me when you got hacked was, oh, type in this girl's username, blah, 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 on Kick, she is looking for you. That's all it was, so I thought, oh,
that seems
suspicious, I thought.
No, a lot of people thought that was real, and I got a lot of messages, but I'm currently at 11 followers, so please, if anyone's interested, please follow me.
It's slowly building, it's slowly getting there. I'm on. I've had Twitter for 4 years and I've only got 200 followers. Oh, God, I'm such a loner.
But my new Twitter is infinite_geek.
Yeah. So it's infinite. Because add him, because I know Jason's working on a very, very interesting project soon.
We both are.
I'll keep you updated on my Twitter account, Liam Foster, the number 4. That is my Twitter account. If you can't find me, then fair enough. I don't really post much on it anyway. But when I do, it will be about the new upcoming projects, which I will be working on, which I'm really excited to do. If you actually happen to come across my Mixcloud account, which is also Liam Foster Mixcloud, have a look at my Mixcloud account or my Twitter account, because I do put my projects on there, as I've done in the past, projects which I created called To Be Alone, about zombies and things like that. I put that on, so have a look on that if you want to. The more views, the better. I really appreciate it. But if not, stay tuned to Jason's Twitter and mine, because we will be putting more material on there and things like that. And I will be telling you when the next podcast will be coming as well. Also, we put the information on there, the final edit of the podcast and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, just about the little something that's happening, I will say one thing, and this is a little teaser, Haunt is coming, and that's all I'm going to leave it as, because this has been in the works for years.
I know Jason's been working on, like, a film adaptation, a little short film for fucking since like, college, that was, like, back in 2008, so a good 6 years... Do you want to do something like
good six
that?
Years.
Six
yeah.
years it's been now since he's been wanting to try doing something. So hopefully, fingers crossed, this is when it finally comes together. I've seen sort of like a little raw footage, so to speak, of the idea he wants to come across with this really scary soundtrack I introduced him to, and he's really worked it well. So stay tuned to Jason's Twitter account and his Facebook account and what have you. Stay tuned also to my account, because I will be giving the details how to listen to this podcast once it's done. Also, remember, we are on iTunes, finally. Just search up the Fozzy Podcast, and hopefully, fingers crossed, there should only be one The Fozzy Podcast, because it's going to look like I've just copyrighted the shit out of it. If it's just two of them and copied him, but you know, I don't know. But yeah, hopefully in the upcoming weeks, or maybe this week, we'll be coming to you with another podcast. Stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. I've been Liam Foster. This has been the Fozzy Podcast. Again, my thanks go to Jason. Jason, you say bye whilst on FIFA.
Bye.
There we go, he's multitasking. Oh, great. Men can multitask. Who said we can't? Get out of here. Yeah, thanks for listening, and see you on the next podcast, the next Fozzy Podcast. See you later!
Bye!